Yes, original rhythm. The drum beater, hot tech in the house, Quali in the house. Yo, yo.
No matter where you
come on.
I will always be in your corner.
Yeah, New York to California, the way we do it is fluid, just like water.
No matter where you
come on.
I will always be in your corner.
Life got a way of sneaking up on ya. The way we do it is fluid just like water.
Come on,
beat on the drum like bang bang. You're trying to maintain the same frame of mind while the game changed. I know you're sick of the same thing with different results. Stop sticking the needle up in the same vein. The definition of insane, my theory is big bang. We hunting for big game. The quick change over got the rappers confused. Tech back on the board, Quali is back in the booth. Let's go. Come on. That's right, we back again. You can like rap again, you can say that again. Word, word. Come on.
I will always be in your corner.
That's right, we back again. You can like rap again, you can say that again. You can say that again.
This independent hustle, it got me on my grind. I flex my pen like a muscle and write a battle rhyme. I gotta exercise, I gotta get the ghost out. I gotta testify, the legend never die. I'm connected to the struggle. Got a little light and this little light of mine. I'm about to let it shine, I get better with time. So right when you were about to say something real slick, you like, never mind. I stay grounded like airplanes and never fly. I still never come down, I'm forever high. My addiction is American, it's devil's pie. We stay where the snitches live and the rebels die. Men and women might try, numbers never lie. But I'm too fluid, there's no unit that I'm measured by. The nighttime where the ghetto come alive and the artificial die like yellow number five. Come on.
I will always be in your corner.
That's right, we back again. You can like rap again, you can say that again. Word, word. That's right, we back again. You can like rap again, you can say that again. Don't it sound African, out of voice and the track just bland. The hands get the clapping in, the feet get the tapping in. The power I'm tapping into, it never was accidental. In fact, with the rap essential, the one make hip hop so special. You check my hip hop credentials, I'm on like a rap's potential. It's what I've been sent to do. The task is monumental, these whack MCs make me laugh like Comedy Central. Rappers be acting gas, it's really not a deep issue. Then lose their bodily tissue, cause something hot just hit you. Just for waving off the nigga, trying to politic with you. He's like, I gotta get him, I tried to politic with him. Then he tried to front, that's what he want when these shots hit him. Bet you he changed his mind. Better learn how to read the danger signs. Try to take my spot, get a number, wait in line. Try to skip, no, get to the back again. Yeah, we back again, you can like rap again. Word, word. Come on.
I will always be in your corner.
That's right, we back again. You can like rap again, you can say that again. Word, word. Come on.
I will always be in your corner.
That's right, we back again. You can like rap again, you can say that again. That again, that again.
And back again is exactly the phrase of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, your boy Reckless in the building. He is back in the building. back again after so damn long. I gotta say, I'm so excited to come back and bring you this podcast. I took some time off almost 2 years. And in that time, so many things have happened in the world since that last episode. We all know, COVID shut down the fucking world. I mean, I've never seen so many people locked up at one time. Well, I have, but that's a different story. We lost giants incredibly important to the culture. DMX, MF Doom, Chadwick Boseman, to name a few. January 6th, white people lost their fucking minds and stormed the Capitol and did so much that even black people were like, damn, that's not how you peacefully protest. Got us out here sounding like white people. we saw justice in the past couple of years when Derek Chauvin was convicted of his crimes. Rest in peace to George Floyd. Rest in peace to all of those unarmed black men and women that lost their lives due to the negligence of police officers. Now, this is not going to be one of those times where I'm going to bash police officers and the establishment. Nah, that's not how this is going to go. But I will say that, actually, nah, I'm just going to say rest in peace, George Floyd. I'm going to keep this episode light. But we also saw the rise of black energy, black excellence, and black strength. And we also saw Kanye West, well, come Kanye West. The past 2 years have been filled with so much pain, loss, and despair. But we also saw so much beauty. I guess that is how things are supposed to go. I guess that's change. No, it's more like evolution. And here we are, today, in 2022, stronger, smarter, better, more awake than we've ever been. Today, of all days, seemed absolutely perfect to bring back my podcast. Today, on the anniversary of when I started the podcast, Reckless Effect is back, ladies and gentlemen, and it's here to stay. I took a lot of time away to reflect on life and who I am and where I want to be. With all that time away, I've grown, I've learned, I've become more of the man that I want to be. And within those lessons and trials and tribulations, I took a lot of time to reflect on life, as I've already said, but I'm going to share with you my experiences and the things that I've learned. I'll also be bringing you more conversations with people from all walks of life, talking about everything from relationships, life, love, pain, and I'm going to talk about the triumphs. I'm going to talk to business owners, community leaders, and I'm also going to keep it real and talk about hip-hop and talk about the culture, because that's what this podcast was all about. The things that I see and the things that I feel, the energy that has been passed to me, that I'm going to pass through me to you all, the listeners, the people of the culture, and to those who want to be a part of the culture. You're welcome. You are very welcome here. This is a safe space. But speaking of hip hop, if you don't know what today is, let me tell you. But first, I think it's appropriate to start this off with the joint of the day. And the joint of the day comes from none other than the legend, the legendary, the man whose name reigns supreme on the Mount Rushmore of hip-hop. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for your boy, the GOAT, Notorious B.I.G.
Dangerous, ain't too many can bang with us. Straight up, we no angel dust. Label us notorious. Thug ass niggas that love the bus. It's strange to us. Y'all niggas be scrambling, gambling. I'm restaurants with mandolins and violins. We just sitting here trying to win, trying not to sin. High off weed and lots of gin. So much smoke, need oxygen. Steadily counting them Benjamins. Nigga, you should too if you knew what this game would do to you. Been in this shit since 92. Look at all the bullshit I've been through. So called beef with you know who. Fuck a few female stars or two. Then I'm blue like niggas, blue like my shit. Not to be fucked with. Motherfucker better duck quick, cause me and my dogs love the buck shit. Fuck the luck shit, strictly aim. No aspirations to quit the game. Spit your game, talk your shit, grab your gat, call your clip. Squeeze your clip, hit the right one. Pass that weed, I got the light one. All them niggas, I got to fight one. All them hoes, I got the light one. Our situation is a tight one. What you gonna do, fight or run? Spit your game, talk your shit, grab your gat, call your clip. Spit your game, talk your shit, grab your gat, call your clip. Squeeze your clip, hit the right one. Pass that weed, I got the light one. Squeeze your clip, hit the right one. Pass that weed, I got the light one. Spit your game, talk your shit, grab your gat, call your clip. Spit your game, talk your shit, grab your gat, call your clip. Squeeze your clip, hit the right one. Pass that weed, I got the light one.
Ladies and gentlemen, switch up. Make a money, live in Babala. Thank God we trust. Don't too many niggas wanna start with us. Got big guns and no cars with us. Busted any motherfucker I can hire with us. They really wanna show you what a G.I.B. I'd rather be sipping room in your VIP. When you hear the music, it'll be by me. Twisted with the legendary nigga B.I.G. Brooklyn and K-Town. When you checking out the flow, you know what's going with persistence. Two legends on the same track. Two different planes of existence. Let's get it cracking. I love the bus flows. Hit it from the back cause I love the buck hole. Spin it for the city, I love Chicago. Calico's mother, I love the bus though. You think you can spin on the mic like you Biggie and flow just as steady as I. Shit is real, you know you love them, you ain't got ready to die. Life after death, give it to you however you want it, nigga. Not a day after, give it to you however you want it, nigga. Cause the shit'll get deep, so I carry big heat. Screaming, come and get me, Twister and Biggie on the Swiss beat. 20 mils, I love to make one. All these cars, I love to ride one. All these hoes, I love to cut one. A tribute to Big, I love to bust one.
Spit your game, talk your shit, grab your back, pull your clip. Spit your game, talk your shit, grab your back, pull your clip. Squeeze your clip, hit the right one. Pass that weed, I got the light one. Squeeze your clip, hit the right one. Pass that weed, I got the light one. Spit your game, talk your shit, grab your back, pull your clip. Spit your game, talk your shit, grab your back, pull your clip. Squeeze your clip, hit the right one. Pass that weed, I got the light one. Squeeze your clip, hit the right one. Pass that weed, I got the light one.
In the middle of a dime, bring niggas more drama than they baby mamas. Niggas wanna battle with a bomb, yeah. One man, but it's tech like a pack of piranhas. Like terracotta. Niggas always ready for the bomb, they already wanna sing a nigga down. We get in them in a minute, do we finish with them? Hit them with the venom of a nigga with a sicko.
Let's go.
Doing the Swiss, oh no, you niggas is a trouble. Somebody better call Popo. It's gonna be murder when I get to serving them verbally.
Yeah.
Nigga, y'all heard of me. We split a killer nigga, word to me. And I'm classic like bird and magic with a tactic to snatch his rep back and stacks and platinum. The devil don't know at random, with the bullets out random. Finna hold the game ransom. Run it up in your mansion, catch the man and flashing cannon. Niggas ain't ready for this one, cause I'm on a mission to get even better. Believe it, I'm heavily heated, it's easy to see me. If you tryna see me, let that be the reason.
Spit your game, talk your shit, grab your cat, pull your clip. Spit your game, talk your shit, grab your cat, pull your clip. Squeeze your clip, hit the right one. Pass that weed, I got the light one. Squeeze your clip, hit the right one. Pass that weed, I got the light one. Spit your game, talk your shit, grab your cat, pull your clip. Spit your game, talk your shit, grab your cat, pull your clip. Squeeze your clip, hit the right one. Pass that weed, I got the light one. Squeeze your clip, hit the right one. Pass that weed, I got the light one.
You just heard the sounds of the King of New York, King of New York. B.I.G. B.I.G.
It's only one crown.
You goddamn right, there is only one crown, and it belongs to the notorious B.I.G. Greatest rapper of all time died today on March 9th. But this isn't one of those, you know, sadness and just let's not be sad. Let's sit back and reminisce and think about the legend, that big, beautiful king. This man dropped 2 albums and a small discography in comparison to other rappers, if you really think about it. But he's one of the most revered and emulated artists and arguably one of the greatest rappers of all time. By merging gangster raps and the dark subject matter with his hometown's hip-hop traditionalism, rugged beats, witty rhymes, and earthy street corner worldview, he was able to paint elaborate and accurate pictures of the streets and its hope for better days, vividly depicting hustler mindset and its benefits to the community. He lived the dream that most at the time would only see on TV or when they closed their eyes at night, you know? He was big. And every day he lived it big. His flow was ridiculous, and his voice was silky smooth but had weight and power behind it. Made you believe in every word he spit, melodic and mesmerizing. But the thing that made me personally become such a big fan of him was his honesty, the delivery of that honesty. Like one song in particular, Suicidal Thoughts. It was so raw and real. It allowed me to relate to him in another way. It was the first time I ever heard anyone speak about the lows of life and seeing yourself in such a deep and dark way that you truly believed that the lives of others as well as life itself would be better without you in it. It was deep. No songs today that talk about suicide always have a happy ending. Excuse me. But not this one. In this joint, he speaks so in depth about ending it all with lyrics like, I swear to God, I just want to slit my wrist and end this bullshit. Throw the magnum to my head, threaten to pull shit and squeeze till the bed is completely red. I'm glad I'm dead. As raw as that is, he goes further and highlights being a disappointment to those around him, including his mother, saying, I know my mother wished she had a fucking abortion. She don't love me. She don't even love me like she did when I was younger. It's crazy because we all know that a mother's love is like none other. She will always love you regardless of actions you've taken. But for him, his pain was so overwhelming, it didn't allow him to see it clearly. He lost love in its purest form. But what gets me is the last few bars. The gunshot at the end that follow lyrics. Sick of niggas lying. I'm sick of niggas hawking. Matter of fact, I'm sick of talking. It's absolutely haunting. It's hauntingly beautiful to hear such honesty and such innocence behind it. Weird, but it leaves your heart pumping and thinking, what if? The thoughts that follow almost always has you reevaluating decisions of ending your life. It reevaluates your decisions that you've made up to this far. And hearing Diddy on the phone screaming for his friend, screaming his name, and just wanting to get that call back, to hear his voice, to know that he didn't actually pull that trigger, that maybe he missed, that maybe he pointed at the wall and pulled the trigger, that maybe, just maybe, that pain in his voice, it reminds you of those surrounding you, and who would be left in the wake of your passing. The questions they will ask, the pain they will feel, the guilt they will hold on to me, I think that was the point, you know? I think it was his way of not only telling you about his pain, but telling people that you're not alone, that even he, the great Notorious B.I.G., has those feelings, that for this moment, in this song, in this verse, over this beat, he put down his crown, and he shed Notorious B.I.G. and gave you, in this song, Christopher Wallace, and showed you that he has those feelings, he has those thoughts. People may argue that the song may glorify suicide and death, but the reality is, it creates conflict in oneself. It creates conversation with oneself and the people around you. The thing that always bothered me about people with mental health issues, and we're going to definitely talk about this in a later episode, so this isn't the episode where we get into it, but the thing that bothers me about people who are surrounding those with mental health issues is that they automatically think that it's everyone else's fault, or it's this person being selfish. You know, they look to place blame on anything and everything else. It's not right, and it's not okay to just look for anything to place the blame on. But I get it at the same time, because they don't understand, so they're looking for anything to help them understand. And the thing that I always come back to is the conversations with those people. Like, how did they actually go? Why is it that this person feels this way and they're unable to communicate it to their loved ones? And why is it selfish or wrong of them to feel this way and listen to artists that relate on that level? Why is that wrong? It's not glorifying anything. They're not telling this person, here's the way out. It's more of, you know, the people around me don't understand, so I need to find a way to make sense of this. And they'll look for anything to try to relate or try to understand how they feel. Yeah, of course there's therapy, and people can go to therapy and talk to counselors and talk to therapists and psychologists and talk to all of those people, even reaching out to your friends and family. But sometimes it's hard to talk to those people because they have this one perception of you, and that doesn't change even when they see the pain or they see or hear what's going on with you. They need to keep you in this box in order for them to feel better about how things really are. It's this weird perception that I've learned that, and again, I'm not actually going to dive fully into this yet, but definitely going to talk about it in another episode. But it's this perception I heard that your parents will always see you as this one way, and it's damn near impossible to see you any other way. And no matter what you do, you will always be this version of them, no matter what you do, good or bad or indifferent. And it's really hard to change that perception of you. And sometimes that's good, especially if you have motivating parents who are always there, who show up and show out and do all this for you. But it's still the same, just as hard, when you're actually going through pain and you want to talk to your parents about it, but because they see you this one way, it's absolutely difficult for them to actually hear you, because what they hear is it's everyone else around you. It's all the things that you're listening to. It's this, it's that, it's this. And then they stop communicating. And then when something terrible happens, they are looking for all these answers and still continually to blame everything on everything else, when the simple answer is they weren't heard and they were hurting so bad that they felt, well, what Big was displaying in this song. That's why it really like stuck with me. If Big felt this way, couldn't do it, why? You know, what was the thing that made him not actually want to pull that trigger? What was that thing that stopped him? Maybe because his desire to live was stronger than his immediate feelings of death. Maybe he needed to release that energy in a way that allowed him to walk away feeling better about those feelings and hopes it will do the same to others. And to be honest, I think it did. I think that song actually accomplished that, because I have gone through those feelings and those thoughts and even made the attempt to take my own life, and laying in the hospital bed and the energy that I received from certain people really only reinforced that thought that maybe everything else is better without me. And it took for people that I would never have expected to show up for me to show up. Those people showed up and showed me that not just that life was worth living, but showed me what in life was actually worth living for. And that ultimately like helped in so many more ways than anyone could ever imagine. And whenever I listened to this song, it was very, very healing. Because by the time the song would end, I felt better in a weird way. It saved me. That emotional connection cultivated a level of dedication to Big and dedication to myself. And I started to see myself in Big, not the gang lifestyle, not the not all of that extra. It was just the humanization of that man and what he had been going through. And it made me see things differently. And whenever I listen to Big, I get to that song and any type of negative feelings that I once had disappears by the end of the song. And I'm positive, this is just me, but I'm positive that that was also the point. It saved more than it hurt. And that, to me, is extremely powerful. That's Big. And that is what made me become a Big fan. Not just his rhyme ability, not just his ability to freestyle on command and, you know, not write a single bar and just know exactly what he's going to say, know how to stack it, and be able to just destroy any beat that comes on. He had such great strengths and his mindset and the way that he just destroyed music and really understood it. It's unheard of. He was the first in so many ways, and everyone else just came in and duplicated that style. And you know, there are not a lot of MCs that come out that can do what Big did, and the ones that are really like the scientists of hip hop, they know, they figured it out, and even they are not as good as Big ever was, but they have found their own lane, and it's amazing to see what he was able to do and just be able to push other artists that are out today. It's a really incredible thing. I mean, his storytelling ability alone was the blueprint that most rappers built their technique on. And it's still alive. And that's why his music today still resonates with the world. Why people still love Big. Why people still play Big and shout his name, and that's why he got a street named after him. That's why there's, you know, so many artists out there that, you know, emulate what he has done. And that's why his reign as the GOAT, it's supreme, with no question as to who is on the Mount Rushmore of MCs. His face is definitely on there. His name is on there, and it lives forever. I mean, damn, the man got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you know, and it's, let's be real, it's hard for, like, innovators within hip-hop, within that culture, to get into the Rock and Roll hip-hop or Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And true, there are going to be a lot of people that say we should have our own like hip-hop Hall of Fame and do it the right way and do it with justice, because hip-hop is not rock and roll, but it kind of is. I mean, rock and roll was always the disruption of the establishment and what was once then, and creating something new, creating something that, you know, the world would want to listen to. And it was the fight, it was the struggle, it was the stories, it was all of that. And hip hop does fit into that category of what rock and roll once was and what it is today. And hip hop in its beginning and purest form is that disruption, truth, and just something that'll make your ass bounce. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I digress from the point. But on this day, we celebrate his life. We celebrate you, Big. We celebrate you. Long live Christopher Wallace, and long live the Notorious B.I.G. And right now, just because I talked a lot about it, might as well play it. Here is Suicidal Thoughts.
Shit, nigga. What the fuck time is it, man? Oh, goddamn. Nigga, do you know what time it is? Oh, shit. What the fuck's going on? You alright? Nigga, what the fuck is wrong?
When I die, fuck it, I wanna go to hell. Cause I'm a piece of shit, it ain't hard to fucking tell. It don't make sense going to heaven with the goody goodies dressed in white. I like black Tims and black hoodies. God'll probably have me on some real strict shit. No sleeping all day, no getting my dick licked. Hanging with the goody goodies, lounging in paradise. Fuck that shit, I wanna tote guns and shoot dice. All my life, I've been considered as the worst. Lying to my mother, even stealing out a purse. Crime after crime, from drugs to extortion. I know my mother wish she got a fucking abortion. She don't even love me like she did when I was younger. Sucking on her chest just to stop my fucking hunger. I wonder if I died, would tears come to her eyes? Forgive me for my disrespect, forgive me for my lies. My baby mother's 8 months, her little sister's too. Who's to blame for both of them? I swear to God, I wanna just slip my wrist and end this bullshit. Throw the magnum to my head, threaten to pull shit. And squeeze until the bed's completely red. I'm glad I'm dead, a worthless fucking Buddha head. The stress is building up, I can't believe suicide's on my fucking mind. I wanna leave, I swear to God, I feel like death is fucking calling me. Calling, nah, you wouldn't understand.
Nigga, talk to me, please, man.
You see, it's kinda like the crack did the Pookie and New Jack. Except when I cross over, it ain't no coming back. Should I die on the train track like Rainbow and Beach Street? People at the funeral frontin' like they miss me. My baby mama kissed me, but she glad I'm gone. She know me and her sister had something going on. I reached my peak, I can't speak. Call my nigga Cheek, tell him that my will is weak. I'm sick of niggas lying, I'm sick of bitches hawking. Matter of fact, I'm sick of talking.
It's that right there. That is the brilliance. That is the genius. That is the GOAT. That is the greatest of all time. That is the legend in Suicidal Thoughts. This episode is definitely shorter than what I was anticipating, but it's cool because, well, I really wanted to just put out something today because of the anniversary of not only my first episode, but the anniversary of Big's passing. And again, this is not something that we are going to be sad about. Not in any way, in no shape or form are we going to be sad. We are here to celebrate. And to celebrate, I have one more joint that I'm going to play to cap off this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Next week, I'm gonna drop every Wednesday like I used to, and then slowly make my way to possibly do two episodes a week, but we will see, because your boy got hella shit to do. I mean, whew, I'll get into it another time, but I got hella shit to do. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Can't wait till the next episode. And to close this out, here is another song off of the Ready to Die album. You all know it. You all love it. So let's get it in. No introduction needed. And I'm out. Thank you again for listening. Peace.
Oh. Oh. Check it out.
Yeah. I like this.
Now for
to all the ladies in the place with style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommies. The back of the club, sipping my wet is where you find me. The back of the club, macking holes, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, blunt passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit, because one of these homies Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the ep a secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Cause we both got hot. Now check it, I got more Mac than Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benzes, see notes by the layers, true fucking players. Jump in the Rover and come over, tell your friends, jump in the GF3. I got the chronic by the tree.
I love it when you call me
throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
To the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Straight up, honey, really I'm asking. Most of these niggas think they be macking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be with? Things to make you smile. What numbers to dial? You gon' be here for a while. I'm gon' call my crew. You gon' call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around 2. Plans to leave. Throw the keys to little C's. Pull the truck up front and roll up the next blunt so we can steam on the way to the telly. Gon' fill my belly. A T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and Welch's great. Conversate for a few, cause in a few we gon' do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo?
True.
Forget the telly, we just go to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi. Smoke L's while you do me.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
To the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby.
How you living, Biggie Smalls?
In mansion and Benz's, giving ends to my friends, and it feels stupendous. Tremendous cream, fuck a dollar and a dream. Still tote gas strapped with infrared beams.
What?
Chopping O's, smoking line optimals. Money holes and clothes, all a nigga knows. A foolish pleasure, whatever. I had to find the buried treasure. So grams I had to measure. However, living better now, coochie sweater now. Drop top BMs, I'm the man, girlfriend.
Honey, check it. Tell your friends to get with my friends. We could be friends. Shit, we could do this every weekend.
That's right.
Alright? Is that alright with you? Yeah. Keep banging.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
To the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place. Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby.
Check it out. Now full shit for that ass. Puff Daddy, Biggie Smalls, Junior Mafia. Represent, baby, baby.